Time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to our government service, that intricate cobweb of departments, committees, and subcommittees, all of whom keep minutes, and many of whom waste hours. One government department with an especially proud record is the Foreign Office. Here, brilliant men skilled in the arts of diplomacy work ceaselessly to maintain good relations with other countries, ensuring, for instance, that visiting foreign dignitaries are received with traditional courtesy.
Oh, cripes, Prince Salim of Salubria wants to shove his nose in.
Salubria, where's that?
I'm going to ask me somewhere in the Middle East, I think.
Middle East? Well, better look it up. A lot of oil out there, you know. This chap could be a VIP.
Well, let's see. Salubria.
Got it?
Yes, here we are. No oil, no uranium.
Oh, well.
No nothing as far as I can see. It's a very small place. 50 square miles when the tide's out.
Yes, I see. Have they got an embassy in London?
No, just an accommodation address at a newsagent's in the Fulham Road.
Well, what's this chap want to come here for, then?
He wants to sign a non-aggression pact.
Oh, that's nice. Look here, what's this got to do with us? We're General Assistance Department.
Well, it seems Foreign Office are too busy to deal with Prince Salim, so they passed the job on to us.
I see.
It's all in this memo from Sir Gregory.
Let's have a look at it. Due to pressure of work at the Foreign Office, General Assistance Department are required to make all arrangements for the forthcoming state visit of Prince Salim of Salubria. He is to be given full MIP treatment.
MIP? What's that?
Moderately important person. It means he's to be looked after, but he doesn't quite rate the red carpet treatment.
I see, sort of plastic linoleum treatment.
That's it, yes, of course. There's a definite rate, you know, laid down for hospitality and expenses. Now, when's this chap arriving? Oh, it says here, Tuesday week.
Well, we better get arrangements in hand straight away.
I'll get my secretary to do it at once. April, would you come in here a moment, please? April, look, we've got to handle the state visit of Prince Salim of Salubria. Would you arrange accommodation and all that sort of thing?
Certainly. I'll get onto one of those big hotels and park.
Oh, no, not that, I'm afraid. No, not on MIP rates. Oh. Try somewhere like Bloomsbury.
Very good, Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Yes. Now, what on earth do we do with him when he gets here?
Well, for one thing, I expect he'll want a round table conference.
Good, then you better get her to a round table, hadn't you? What else?
Well, visiting dignitaries usually get shown something of London life, don't they? The opera, the racetrack, ballet.
Oh, dear. Can't we think of something a bit cheaper? Or better still, something free?
Oh.
Of course we can. Art galleries, British Museum, Hyde Park, Hampstead Heath.
Well, in the middle of winter.
You'll be all right if he wraps up well. What else can we think of?
Well, a lot of big concerns show visitors round, like the Stock Exchange, the BBC.
Oh, yes.
The
yes.
Metropolitan Water
Board. Good, good, good. Yes, make a note of that, would you, April? Now, remember, both of you, we must spare no effort to give this fellow a moderately good time.
Attention, please. BEA announced that the weekend excursion flight to Paris will leave in 5 minutes. Would Mr. and Mrs. Smith take their seats, please?
Ah, there you are, too. Hello, the lounge is emptied very quickly. Where's everybody gone?
They asked for Mr. and Mrs. Smith to join the weekend flight to Paris.
I see.
No sign of Prince Salim's plane yet.
Attention, please. BOAC announced the arrival of flight 212 from the Middle East. Passengers will be arriving at entry number 3.
That's it. That's the one.
Good, good. Have we got everything organized?
I think so, sir. The official car's at the front entrance, and the hotel's been warned to expect him.
Good, excellent. Where did you book him in, after all?
The Bijou Hotel, Chalk Farm.
I see.
He should be coming through that door at any moment. I say, I suppose we'll know him when we see him.
Oh, of course we will. He'll be portly and regal-looking, I expect, and wearing one of those hats like Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, most of the crowd are in now, but I can't see anyone answering that description. Mind you, it's hard to see with all those air hostesses running around in circles. Oh, I see they're being chased by that young fellow in a Robin Hood hat.
What a disgraceful way to carry on. I say, you, if you go on like that, I'll call a policeman.
In that case, I shall immediately claim diplomatic immunity.
Oh, will you? Then may I ask who you are?
Certainly. I am the Prince Salim of Salubria.
And this time you learned that... welcome to Britain, Your Majesty.
My dear Prince, yes. Welcome to Britain. How good to see you. My name's Hamilton Jones. This is Mr. Lamb. Take no notice. I was only joking, you know. He was only joking.
Only joking, yes, I see, yes.
We have a car waiting for you.
Good, good. I must just make sure that all the baggage has been collected. Fatima! The bags.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Hello, who's this?
No one of importance. Fatima is my wife.
Your wife? Oh, dear, I'm afraid we didn't realize it was the sort of trip that wives were brought on.
Well, I was undecided, but in the end, I thought I would bring a few.
Yeah, I see. Well, no doubt we can make a... What? Did you say a few?
Yes, yes. Only eight, you see. Only eight. They are the quarter-finalists in the Royal Wives Tennis Tournament, you see. Oh. Well, I brought them here as a prize. The other 56 have remained at home.
Do you mean to say you've got 64 wives?
64, yes, that is all, 64. Mm-hmm. But you must remember I have been collecting for only 10 years. Or is it 9? Anyway, I received my first 3 as a present on my 14th birthday.
Would you believe it? And all I got was a copy of Scouting for Boys.
Oh, my goodness, 8 wives. Dear me, April, I'd better ring up and book every spare room in that hotel, would you?
Very good, sir.
And who is this charming lady?
I do beg your pardon. I'm so sorry. I forgot. Your Majesty, I'd like to present to you my secretary, Miss April Adams.
Well, how very generous. You could not have chosen a nicer present. Fatima, put her with the others, please.
No, do put her down. I'm afraid you don't understand. No, he says he presents her to you. He
presents, yes.
He doesn't mean he presents her to
you. No, present.
He simply means he...
I simply mean that I present her to you.
Yes.
You present her.
Good.
I see. Yes.
You see, do you? I'm so glad you see. Yes, that's right. Now, perhaps we better get you to your car. What? I don't think there's room for all these ladies.
That is quite all right. Words, form a crocodile. Come along now. Fatima, you are in charge. You have your map of London? Good. If, please, you gentlemen will show her where the hotel is situated. Thank you. Very good. Wives, quick march. Now, no hanging about on the way now. This is a strange country. There may be lustful men about. Good. Now, please, where is the car? I'm feeling rather tired.
Oh, yes. This way, Your Majesty. You better get some rest.
Honestly, one, I can truthfully say these few days with Prince Salim have been amongst the most trying of my life.
You're quite right, too. He's up to more mischief than a wagon load of monkeys. Mm. What about that time he gave the slip at the National Gallery? It was extraordinary. You'd have thought he'd be liked to have seen Britain's artistic treasures, wouldn't you?
Well, when I caught him sneaking out, he said he'd sooner see him at the windmill.
Disgraceful.
Then there was that ugly scene when we showed him round St. Paul.
Oh, my goodness, yes, up in the Whispering Gallery. I'll never forget what he whispered at that party of college girls.
And what about that foggy day at the Tower of London when he chased everything in skirts and finally got knocked down by a Seaforth Highlander?
Really? Not to mention our disastrous visit to that charity organization.
Oh, yes. Mind you, it was rather an unfortunate choice, the Society for Saving Abandoned Women.
Yeah. Perhaps it was, but he shouldn't have asked the president to save half a dozen for him, should he?
Well, you're quite right.
Anyway, we should be on a safer wicket here, too. I don't think even Prince Saline could get up to mischief in Broadcasting House.
Yeah, it was kind of them to take him off our hands and let him sit in the studio upstairs.
Yes, nice.
He'll be able to watch the program going out and...
Of course he will.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
I've just realized which program they're doing up there.
What is it?
Woman's Hour.
Well, never mind. I expect they've got him under control.
I'll just switch on this radio and see. I think the program should be starting round about now.
What I did was my old dish mop. And here is Prudence Port.
Oh, thank you.
I expect many of you have stood at the kitchen sink and wondered, as I have, wondered, as I have, how to make the very best use of that raggedy old dish mop. You know, something said on the air. Well, the other day, I had a marvelous idea. Have it immediately. Let it come to hear someone.
We must apologize for a breakdown in the transmission of that program due to unexpected interference.
Oh, no one. Another diplomatic incident.
April, is it true
what Mr. Lamb's been telling me about this prince.
Well, I don't know what your boss has been telling you, Mildred, but judging from your tone of voice, yes, it is.
Oh, isn't he awful? When can I meet him?
Any minute. He's coming here to talk about the Anglo-Salubrian Treaty. H.J. wants us both to take notes.
Oh, I must go and have a wash.
Just a minute, Mildred. When he gets here, remember, no girl should turn her back in the prince's presence.
Oh, that's a form of etiquette, is it?
No, it's a form of self-defense. Now, I must make sure they've got all they want for the conference. Pencils, pads, maps, rubbers.
There's been more complaints from the hotel about the prince and his entourage.
Oh, dear, what is it this time? Hubble bubbles in the bathroom or yashmaks in the laundry basket?
No, the main thing now is the regular residents don't like the belly dancing in the billiard room.
Oh. In spite of everything, you know, I'm most anxious this state visit to be a success. Middle East of Lubria hasn't much to offer, but if we get this treaty nicely buttoned up, we may come in for better things. Hmm. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Hummelin Jones, Mr. Lamb.
My dear Prince, good morning. Come in, come in. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Now, won't you sit down, Your Majesty? You see all the agenda, maps, and notes in front of you.
Thank you. Gentlemen, it is my sincere wish that the excellent relations between our two great countries should be strengthened by a written pact.
I think so.
That is why I have proposed this non-aggression treaty and trade agreement.
Quite right, trade agreement, yes. Now, we, for our part, are able to offer aircraft, motor cars, clothes, textiles, electrical stuff, and all kind of luxury goods.
Good, and we, for our part, can export enough sand to fill all the egg-timers in Western Europe.
Oh, splendid. It's nice to think we'll never have to face another egg-timer crisis.
Yes, it is indeed, yes. What hard luck you haven't got any of this oil like your neighbours. Mm. You're sure you've had a good look?
Oh, my dear sir, we have looked everywhere, I can assure you. Yes. However, we have not only sand to offer. Oh, my goodness, no. We have also a fine selection of camels.
Oh.
With associated byproducts.
Oh, yes, I understand. Thank you. Very well. Now then, I'm sure we can work all this out to our mutual advantage.
And then, of course, we have unparalleled facilities for tourists. Oh, my word, yes.
All right, well, we'll get on to the Travel Association and see they get something started.
Yes, tell me, what degree of comfort could tourists expect? I mean, in the way of modern amenities and so on.
Well, I am thinking that you are thinking that a small country like Salubria will be backward.
Well, I don't...
But I will surprise you. Already, we have a sewer.
A sewer?
A sewer, yes.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Indeed, yes, very nice. Yeah. We are being very proud of it.
Oh, you are.
I had the privilege of opening it myself last month. Yes, indeed. We are naming it the Prince Salim Sewer.
Oh, what a clever idea.
Whew, it is the envy of all our neighbors, I can tell you.
Now, we could...
We shall be pleased to arrange for tourists to visit this marvelous construction.
Oh,
my goodness, yes. My brother has an ex-army truck, which will be ideal for the transportation of sightseers. Oh. We can take them down to the sewer, of course. And then...
Yes. It sounds most attractive, concern. Yes, most attractive. But, Your Majesty, I think it's time we got down to brass tacks on the exact terms of this agreement. April, Mildred, you're making notes, aren't you? Now, the way I see it is this. Well, now, that seems acceptable to us.
Indeed, yes.
If I can just recap on the details, you're going to,
May I perhaps put it this way?
What?
We shall abolish import quotas on non-perishable consumer goods while retaining a defensive hedge against deflationary dumping. And you will adjust your embargoes to absorb Salubrian sand in an expanding preferential tariff.
Yes, well, I suppose you could put it like that. Were you at the London School of Economics, by any chance?
Yes, indeed I was.
I thought so.
My goodness, many lovely girls I remember, yes. Those lovely black stockings, eh?
Okay.
Yes, there were 10 in particular I knew rather well. My goodness me, yes, they used to...
Yes, I can quite believe it. Well, I call that a very good morning's work. April, did you get all that stuff about the hedge and the sand and the expanding, whatever it was?
Yes, sir, I have it all here.
Have you really? Bless myself. Well, then, Your Majesty, my staff will draw up the treaty in those terms, be ready for you to sign tomorrow.
Yes. Now perhaps we can persuade His Majesty to join us for a spot of lunch.
Yes, good idea.
It's fish pie in the canteen today.
Thank you, but I have prior resignation. Oh. Indeed, I have accepted so much of your kind hospitality that it is now my place to return it.
Oh, not at all, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes. I wish you all four to come to dinner tonight at the excellent Bijou Hotel chauffeur.
Oh.
I'm taking over the top floor for the purpose.
Yeah, really awfully good of you.
I have invited some of my countrymen who are in London to share some traditional salubrian food. It will be a traditional salubrian party. And my wives will perform traditional exotic dances.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it's Friday night.
Well, in that case, we'd be delighted to come.
How are you enjoying the party, Mildred?
Oh, it's fun, isn't it? Fancy a top floor in Chalk Farm, and you might be in a desert harem.
Can't help thinking, you know, there'll be more complaints from the residents.
I suppose so. That old trout in the hall didn't look too happy about the smell of joss sticks coming down the stairs.
No. I think she's even more unhappy about the camels going up the stairs. We'll better mingle about a bit, I suppose.
Have you seen April, Mildred?
Oh, yes, Mr. Lamb. The prince was chatting her up in the next room.
Oh, was he? I'm afraid he's after her, you know. I'd better go and do a rescue act.
Oh, it's all right. She gave him the slip. Daft thing. I think she's watching the snake charmer in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Here comes the prince on his own.
Greetings. Tell me, have you seen a small blonde bus conductress about so high? I proposed to her at 24 bus this afternoon, but she turned me down. So I'm asking her to my party to have another try.
But are you sure you need another wife, Your Majesty? I mean, surely 64's enough, isn't it?
Enough?
Yes.
Yes, perhaps. But you see, the true collector never gives up, you know. Particularly when one has almost got the full set.
The full set?
The full set, yes. There are 66 different types of wife in the full harem set. Hmm. Yeah, I have them all, you see, except for the tall, thin brunette and the medium-sized plump redhead.
Then why do you want a small blonde? You must have one already.
But, my dear chap, if one has two the same, they're always useful for swaps. Well, if my bus conductress is not here, I shall seek the beautiful Miss Adams. Excuse me, please.
Just a minute. Oh, he's disappeared into the smoke from all these hubble bubbles. Oh, it looks as if he's on the prowl. It's lucky that I'm here to protect you, Mildred.
Oh, thanks very much. Oh, I wish you'd mind your own business.
Where's H.J., by the way?
He's sitting on a couch with the Prince's Ed wife drinking wine from a goat skin. I don't think he'd want to be disturbed.
What did you say? Oh, yes, how kind of you. I'd love another piece of Turkish delight. Thank you. I don't think I ought to have any more wine, though. Well, perhaps just another skinful. How very kind of you. How very kind of you.
It is kind of you to honor our humble celebrations, Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Oh, don't call me Mr. Hamilton Jones, my dear. Call me Roland.
Roland?
Roland, yes.
It has a sound like surf breaking on a moonlit shore.
Do you think so? Actually, they named me after the vicar. Now, I'll do this.
And my name is Fatty.
Oh, they named you after the vicar, too. What a charming name. What do your friends call you for short?
The prince's head wife has no friends. If the prince found me dallying with a man, his revenge would be swift and terrible.
Would it be swift? Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much indeed. I think I'll just go and see how my colleagues are getting
on. No, please. I like to talk to you. Britain is fortunate to be ruled by men so wise and strong.
How funny you should say that, my dear. I've often thought the same. And the prince, if I may say so, the prince is fortunate to have such a charming little wife. Well, charming little headwife, eh? Ah, little headwife.
There you are, yes. Mr. Hamilton Jones.
Oh, here I am, Mr. Hamilton. Prince, yes. You're just having a little bit of Turkish delight.
Yes,
know.
Well, as guests of honor, will you and Mr. Lamb lead the way to dinner?
Of course, two were guests of honor. Did you hear that? Come
yes,
here.
I did.
We've got to lead the way into dinner.
Oh, yes.
Gentlemen, please be seated.
Yes, thank you very much. What on?
On the floor, of course. Don't fuss. It's an Eastern custom.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, I'll have to be careful not to show my suspenders. I say, I'm starving.
In accordance with our custom, I begin the banquet by presenting to our guests of honor the great traditional delicacy of our country, which they will share between us.
Oh, thank you. Charming idea.
Peace be with you, gentlemen.
And peace be with you too, Prince. Yes, thank you very much. You think of everything. Now, what about this delicacy? What is it exactly?
Well, it is A whole sheep's eye.
Oh, a whole sheep's eye. There you are. I'll let you
No, thanks, man. No, no. I don't feel so hungry now. You have it.
No, no, my dear fellow, you have it. You can have my share as well.
No, no, honestly, it's too great a number.
No,
you have it.
No, you have it.
No, you have
no,
it.
No, 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 you have
I
it.
I won't.
You will.
I can't.
You must.
Watch out. I've heard about this. If you refuse, it's a deadly insult.
Yes, but if I accepted the whole sheep's eye. Oh, well, you have it.
No, 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 I wouldn't dream it. You have it.
Come, gentlemen, what is this delay?
Oh, there's a little delay. Well, it's my assistant, Your Majesty. He's rather modest about accepting such honors, you know. However, too, bearing in mind other honors you're hoping to receive, like that pension at 60, I'm sure you'll change your mind, won't you?
Oh, yes, I suppose I will.
Well, too, you didn't eat much dinner. Oh, dear, the prince is standing up. That means speeches.
My friends, this is a suspicious occasion for all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Tomorrow I shall sign a treaty binding together Britain and Salubria. But tonight I have thought of a symbolic union which shall link our two great powers even closer.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he talking about, one?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I refer to the special bond of marriage. I'm pleased to say that my choice for the 65th bride in the Salubrium Hall has fallen on a British girl, Miss April Adams.
What do you say? What do you mean by that?
I say, April, do you know anything about this?
Oh, only that I'm not very keen on the idea.
I should think not indeed, 65th.
I'm really? Sure my generous British host will be agreeing to this.
Not on your Salubrium Nelly. I've never heard of such a thing.
Come, gentlemen. This is not the spirit of mutual cooperation of which we spoke.
That's got nothing to do with it. When we said we'd supply you with all kinds of luxury goods, that didn't include ministry secretaries.
Then I must make it clear that if I do not marry Miss Adams, I shall not sign the treaty.
But this is monstrous.
Monstrous, is it? You choose to insult the good name of Salubria. You know my terms. Miss Adams hand in marriage or no treaty.
But Her Majesty's government...
I am not wishing to know about Her Majesty's government. Kindly leave the Bijou Hotel Chocard.
Very well. Come along, True. I have a feeling we're not welcome.
Oh, dear. What is Sir Gregory in the Foreign Office going to say? We've said goodbye to the treaty and trade agreement.
Well, it's a pity, of course, still he's only a moderately important person after all. It's not as if Salubria had oil or anything. I shouldn't be surprised if Sir Gregory's glad to see the last of it.
Well, I hope you're right.
Stars are bright tonight, Abdul. I think our Salubrian ancestors smile on us.
It is so, my friend. They know that while Prince Salim tarries in the land of infidels, we shall smite a blow for old Salubria. Salim shall learn we do not want these modern toys which change the face of our land. The ways of our forefathers shall be the ways of our grandchildren. Psst.
This is the sewer.
So... Prince Salim Sur, you have brought the hand grenade which Cousin Ahmed picked up at the brook.
Even so, Abdul.
Then strike. So perish the unholy schemes of Western infidels.
It is well done, my brother.
By the beard of the prophet. What is this?
Help! This foul black liquid is all over me. It is gushing forth as a mighty fountain.
Hello, Foreign Office? What? Where? Oh, my goodness. Very urgent, yes, I see.
What is it, Capstick?
Panic stations. They've made the biggest oil strike of the century in some place called Salubria. The PM wants us to fix an immediate treaty with their ruler, Prince Salim. But he's not in his country at the moment.
Tricky. One of the great powers got hold of it already, I expect. Probably wooing him for a treaty themselves.
Treacherous swine. Well, they won't beat us. Bring him MI5. Tell him we must find out what country Prince Salim's visiting. We've got to get hold of him. Top priority.
Morning, man. You're just in time for 11s.
Oh, good, good. Heard anything from the prince?
No, I imagine he crept off home with a flea in his ear.
Yes, from that hotel, I'm not surprised. You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that Gregory will be glad to get rid of him, save all that expense and embarrassment.
Yes.
All right, I'm nearest. I'll take it. Hello, hello.
Ah, Evelyn Jones, thank goodness I caught you.
Oh, Sir Gregory, how are you? How are you?
Never mind that. What about Prince Charlie?
Never mind, Prince. What did you say? Oh, funny, I was just going to ring you, Sir Gregory. I think you'd be rather pleased.
That's a relief. Everything all right, then?
Yes, that's right. We've got rid of him.
You've got what?
Yes, sent him home with a fly in his ear or flea in his eye. What was it? What did you say?
Did you say you got rid of him?
Yes, that's right.
Charlie and Salubria?
Yes, got rid of Prince. I knew you'd be pleased. No more expense.
You're bungling idiots.
What's that?
Salubria's found oil in a big way.
A bigger part?
Sorin's the most important man in the Middle East.
Yes, but quite apart from all... What did you say? Oh, dear me, perhaps you're not so pleased after
you
all, then.
Oh,
careful.
You gang of incompetent nitwits.
Steady, Sir Gregory. You do yourself a mischief.
Listen, I asked you to fix a treaty with the man.
Is that what you did? Yes. Oh, yes. Well, we've got the treaty. Oh, yes. Don't worry. My staff drew up the treaty yesterday. We've got the treaty, yes.
Why didn't you say so, man?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you silly old...
If you've got the treaty, we're all right.
Yes, you're all right.
I'm sorry. I did you an injustice.
Yes, you did, you know.
Well, when did the prince sign the treaty?
When did the prince sign... Oh, he hasn't signed it, Sir Gregory. No. Matter of fact, come to think of it, he said he wasn't going to. Oh, dear me, I think Sir Gregory's fainted. He doesn't keep himself too fit, you know, put on a lot of weight.
Now, listen. I've got just one thing to say to you.
Oh, he's come back again.
Get that Anglo-Salubrian treaty signed.
Yes.
Sealed. Into the Foreign Office.
Oh.
Within 12 hours, or you'll both be out of a job.
Oh, dear, I see. Well, Sir Gregory, give my regards to Lady Gregory. Well, he's gone. I don't like the sound of this, too. For two pins, Sir Gregory would turn a bit nasty.
You mean... If the prince won't sign our treaty, it's the axe.
And he won't sign unless April marries him.
But that's utterly unthinkable. Only the lowest, rottenest cad could ever consider the idea.
I quite agree with you. Desperate we may be, but there are some depths to which one cannot sink.
But April, think of the sunshine.
Yes.
The luxury, the companionship of those other 64 wives. You'd love it.
And remember, you'd only have 1/65th of the washing up to do.
But you see, it just isn't the kind of marriage I've always dreamed of.
Oh, but my...
You know, just two people in some little cottage with wisteria spreading on the walls.
Well, this'll be just 66 people in a dirty great palace with hysteria spreading everywhere.
Yes,
the question of adapting yourself, that's all.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb. I'd do almost anything to help you both, but not this.
Well, then, let me put it another way. Doesn't it occur to you there are times when I must put one's country's interests before one's own?
How do you mean, sir?
My dear girl, don't you see what's at stake here? Your country needs that treaty. We need Salubrian oil. Oil, my dear girl, is the, it's the, oil is the...
Lifeblood of modern commerce.
Yes, oil is the lifeblood of modern commerce, oh, sure. And without it, a country can,
Die like a withered leaf.
Die like a withered leaf, my dear, yes. Don't keep interrupting me. Can't you see, April, if Salim doesn't sign for us, other powers will step in. There could be an ugly struggle, my dear girl, a third world war.
Oh, well, if that's the way things are, I suppose I'll have to say yes.
Good girl, good. I knew you wouldn't let us down.
Oh.
Quick, too, we must get her to the prince before she changes her mind. Good morning, Your Majesty. I hope you're... Where is he?
I think that's the prince standing on his head in the corner.
Oh, you're quite right, yes, Your Majesty. We've come to sort out last night's silly little misunderstanding. Of course, Miss Adams will be delighted to marry you.
One moment, please. Yes, I have just completed 1 hour upside down. Miss Adams, you are most kind, but I'm afraid marriage between us is not possible.
What? Not possible? What do you mean, Prince? You were pretty keen on the idea last night.
Indeed, yes. Indeed, last night I behaved most badly and was punished by indigestion of a most painful degree. As a result, I have taken the advice of the wise old prophet and shall from henceforth devote my life to righteousness and contemplation. No more rich food and drink. No more wives. I am preparing to become a monk.
Oh,
That's marvelous. If you don't want to marry April, there's nothing to hold up the treaty. Perhaps you'd like to sign now while you're the right way up. By lucky chance, I have it with me.
Now, one moment, please. I cannot sign your treaty.
Cannot sign the treaty? Why ever not?
Because I no longer rule Salubria, you see.
What?
In my quest for the simple life, I have renounced the throne of my country.
You've renounced the... My goodness, then who does rule?
I have given the throne to my former head wife, Fatima.
Well, she'll sign the treaty, of course.
Well, she tells me she will sign it only on one condition.
One condition? What's that?
As queen, Fatima will be entitled to 92 husbands.
Oh.
She insists you must go to Salubria as one of them.
Well, of course, my dear. What did you say?
One, there are times when you have to put your country's interests before your own.
No, no, I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't do it. I won't do it.
Modeling crew in the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch, assisted by Diana Olson, Norma Ronald.